Three people, each one ate in a group of three, and now those three got together. If they were part of the Zimun, they heard the Zimun, they answered. Two out of each group had benched, and they answered. These three get together, they lost their Chiyav Zimun. So even they continue eating since it's the same meal, and they ate, all three ate together another Gezayis, they do not bench again. If in the original place they did not answer the Zimun over there, so basically each one was independently chayv in the Zimun, and they not makayim the Zimun. Now we have a chiddush that now they're getting together. Even though they did not eat together, but since each one independently is mechuyev, and you have three of them together, and they are chayv in the Zimun. It's a chiddush, like we said, and it's only said in the case where they have no other way of making a zimun other than being together. And Chazal said, we connect them even though they did not eat together. But each one has his own group, and there are no chances to each other, then each one has to stay with his group. Had it happened that the other two members of the group bench was not making a zimun, you're supposed to make a zimun if you leave early. It happens either. Mistakenly happens, or there was some oinus that they had to leave. They didn't have time to bench together. There's another kiddush over here that generally the halacha is that you have to make a birchas hamazon in the place you ate. These three people ate in different places, isn't it, over here? So why do we say they should get together and bench over here? Otherwise, they should go back to the original place. And Shabur brings that going to the Rambam is the shaking they left the original place. We're not sure for them to go back. And he says over here, there's more of a svar to say that we let them stay over here because Lamaisa, here's a shat atzak. If they go back, they're going to lose the Zeman. In order to gain the Zeman, we let them bench where they are. Sivav, Shalosh, Chabur, Shoyu, Vacholechad, Alma. Now we have a different case. We don't have three groups of three, we have three groups of four. One of each of these groups left that group and now they formed their own group. Now the other ones that remained behind were Mizaman. It's not the same as the previous case, because the other case was he was part of the Zimun. Here, three ones that were Mizaman, he was the fourth one of the group. He wasn't there when those three were Mizaman. Even so, it says, Parav Zimun, Minaya Kivishavim Zimnu. You know, this is the case in between the first two cases. First case, one case, no Zimun was made. Another case was the Zimun was made and they were part of the Zimun. Here, a Zimun was made, but they were not part of the Zimun. Even so, we say that they cannot just get together and make a Zimun. Here, the Mishnah says, though, that here's only if they didn't eat again together. But if they ate kazai together, then they can be mistaken. Now, the difference is, if they don't eat together, so since their group made a Zimun, we can't combine them together. But if they ate together, since they did not get here to Zeman, we don't see the way they go to the Zeman. So now they can be here to Zeman, eating together. The only three in each group. And one of each group left before the Zeman, and now those three got together. And now, a fourth person came to the original group, and it was Mizaman with them. Since the mice of the group was Mizaman, Paul Zeman. So that's the bottom line of what we're saying. If his group was Mizamin, even though he didn't have a part of it, he cannot be Mizamin to another group unless they eat a Kazai together. If there was no Zimun at all made and the three got together, they can Mizamin together even if they did not eat together. And if they all heard the Zimun before, even if they get together and they eat together, they cannot be Mizamin. Each group had three people. Also, one of them cannot leave him and to make a new Zeman because he's leaving the two behind. He's causing two members of his group not to be able to have a Birchas HaMazon. But they all have four. So if one leaves, you still have three behind. And the three that get together, they could also make a Zeman. That's what they put after Mikol Chabur Zaman B'yachad. They're showing the Zaman of Kol Chabur B'm Koimah.
And we're going to eat together those three.
So that, and Mr. Brew points out, that which it says over here, that you can leave your group to join a new group, is provided that that group is in the same place. But if you're going to another place, so we said before, La Chachila, you're not supposed to go to a new group in the middle of the meal, because you're supposed to bench where you are. Unless, you'll eat a little bit in the next, and that'll be alright. If you want to avoid problems, just stay where you started.